Great Fishing Show.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Perry. First off, I just want to say we're sorry. We've missed like 2 weeks in a row now, and to be honest with you, we've been busy. Basketball for me has just started up.
School.
Archery started up. School. Everything's just been...
Mountain bike practice.
Everything's just been crazy. So, we're going to make it up to you guys. We're going to give you a banger episode. So, let's do it. So, Jackson, what do we got?
Today, we have a Mystery Tackle Box Pro unboxing. Very, very original.
Yeah. This is our third one, but we're going to keep doing it because we get it once a month. So, let's do it. First off, you want to do the first item?
Let's go. So, where's our list at? Here it is. So, first we got the Dual Hardcore Silent Bug, which is a little golden shad-looking guy. It is a, it's pretty much a lipless crankbait. There's no rattle to it. It's a silent. It's supposed to vibrate a lot.
It's $15. It's really expensive.
Yeah, it's the most expensive lure at $14.99.
Next up, we have the Excite Baits XB1DD. Get this out. Now, this is a little squirrel bug crankbait. It's in, looks like a sexy shad color. Let me see what the name
Bone
is.
Bone Daddy.
Bone Daddy. It's the name of the color. Excite Baits. We have got a couple of these in our previous Mystery Tackle Boxes. They seem to do really well. This color looks pretty fire, especially for a pond or lake or whatever that has shad in it.
So, another silent bait, which is weird.
Yeah. That's just the
hooks. That's just rattling. The hooks.
But yeah, that's that item. That'll be fun. Next item.
Next item, we have the Mustad Scatter Shad, which is Mustad's version of a chatterbait. This is a... a bladed jig. Let's see. It is in the bluegill color. 3/8 ounce. Oh, no. All right, we're good. Weedless. It's pretty cool. This is the first weedless chatterbait I've actually seen, which is nice.
Yeah, it looks really good. The head looks really cool. Different, but I like it. The color looks good. That bait is $9, so that's a good bait.
It's an expensive chatterbait at that.
Next, we have the Guggen Squad Gridiron Jig. Y'all know how, if y'all are a long-time listener, you know how I feel about Guggen. My friends at school like Guggen. You know who you are.
And, this is one of my favorite colors, PB&J.
Yeah, this is the PB&J.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a 5-aught hook on it. It's a 3/8 ounce. It's a gridiron football jig. The color looks really good. It literally just looks like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
And a football jig. And,
sucks that it's a football jig for where we fish. Yeah, but
for
hey.
Where we fish, football jigs are not very useful. Actually, the quarry might be good.
The quarry might be good. Yeah.
We'll have to try that. But this will be good because it's Guggen and I love Guggen. So we'll try that out.
Next up, we have the X-Zone Lures Finesse Slammer. So what this is a... it's a drop shot rig. It's 3 1/4 inches long and green pumpkin blue flake. I gotta say, it looks a very good color, but it would be more for clear water. Perry, give that a sniff.
Oh, that's nice. That's similar to like Zoom.
Yeah, it has a Zoom scent. With a lit, it's a little sweeter, I'd say.
Let me see those. It's got like a, I'd say it's kind of like a grape color with a blue flake. So almost kind of like a little June bug, but with a darker color. That might work well.
Yeah.
Especially for the way it's getting right now, it's colder.
Mm-hmm.
Those might really work well.
Yeah.
And then the last item is the Eagle Claw Laser Sharp Wide Gap Wormhole. So these are a 3-pack of 4-aughts, laser sharp, needle point, wide gap worm hooks. So those will help. Those will help for the actually nothing in this box, but that's unfortunate because we're gonna need drop shot hooks then. So yeah, that's that'll be good for any plastics that you need, anything, worms obviously, just anything for Texas rigging, anything Carolina rig, anything like that. Those will be good, and they make good hooks. So The mystery tackle box comes with a few really good things. It comes with a what's inside, a tips and tricks, and a
how to fish the gridiron jig.
In the tips and tricks, it gives you 5 soft plastics guaranteed to catch you bass, smallmouth and largemouth, and every other bass. And it also has a crossword on it with some fish. That's
a word search.
Sorry, I'm really not smart. A word search on a crossword. So, Jackson, which bait are you most excited to fish with?
This one right here. This is the dual hardcore silent vibe, which seems weird. Not weird, but it seems normal because it's the most expensive, but I love the color on that.
I like the gold. The gold look, does look pretty.
Now, if I had to pick my second favorite, it'd be the gridiron jig in the PB&J color.
Nice. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
What are your top two?
Top two. Number one.
Ooh.
Drop shot. Yeah. The X zone. The X zone. Where they X zone lures finesse slammer drop shot. That'll be really good. And then my number two. Oh, yeah, you got it. That one. And then the mustad scatter shad, the little mustad chatterbait kind of thing. Boy, the jig.
I don't see that as a bluegill color, I'm not going to lie. But no, that's what it says it is.
It looks like. I don't even know how to explain it.
Guys. It's more of a shad color to me.
Yeah, just like a.
But
it's not. It's kind of natural.
It is what they say it does. So.
I would. Yeah, I don't know what to call it. Like, it looks like a mix between a crappie and a bluegill.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see that, but I about dropped it. But that was definitely gonna be fun to fish with. And then yeah, that's my top two. And then yeah, the square bill is gonna be fun to fish with. And then the football jig will also be fun. But not the greatest for our fishing spots.
Yeah.
But, guys, if you want to go check out the Mystery Tackle Box, not sponsored, go to shotcarls.com, and you can find them there.
We will openly take a sponsorship.
Yeah, if someone that works at Shop Carls is listening, hit us up.
Doubt.
Big doubt, but if you are, hit us up, because, yeah. We're down.
We're open.
Also, Guggen can sponsor any boat companies.
Yes.
If you're down, if you work at, I don't even care what it is, Nitro, Lawn Mow.
Tracker.
Dude.
We're fine.
It doesn't
We're not
matter.
Picky.
If I didn't mention you, I'm sorry. I don't know a lot of boat brands, but we will gladly take your boat.
We don't care.
We'll take your boat. Heck, we'll take every single one model you have. I don't care. We'll take a John boat if that's what you got, dude. Hit us up at the Chatterbait Fishing Show.
And if you're a small company making lures and you'd like to sponsor an episode, we're open to that.
Any
too.
Sponsorships, we're welcome to talk about your product. And, yeah, send us your stuff. Then, reel it in. Today, we talked about the Mystery Tackle Box Pro and what we got in it and what our top two lures would be.
Yep.
So, then again, guys, our apologies for not uploading an episode. But we're really going to start trying again. We were slacking. But we're going to get better. We're going to start posting a lot more. And also, just FYI, we've been really quiet this episode. I know you probably noticed. Not because we're filming this, or not filming, recording this in the living room. And it's like 10:30 at night.
10:30, exactly, actually.
10:30 at night. So that's why we're being quiet. But, Jackson, do our outro.
Bye.
This is Jeff Lee. This is your bye. Stay tuned.